Well, fellas, this is embarrassing. So I interviewed Joff one-on-one this morning to get his picks because I thought that was the only time he was available, and we'll have the other boys on later for the regular pod. However, none of the other crew members are available because they're not committed to the league. So you're going to get a little one-on-one with your boy, Commissioner Butcher, today. Sorry for that. It stinks. But Jesse was drunk and on, so we'll have him and his picks coming up later, so that hopefully provides some entertainment for this while I sit here and just read my picks off like this is a fucking audiobook. So that should be great. Let me just get my notes in order here. All right, so I'm going to go into these matchups one by one. My team is fucking back. I want it well known that my team is absolutely back. Don't let me get hot. I got an easy schedule stretch coming up. Yeah, I said it. I said I got an easy schedule. I'm playing Elijah this week, Dak and the ankle breakers. 3-3, but my guy wins games scoring 90 points a week. Again, I can't pick this man's team. So I'm gonna pick myself in this one because my team is better and we're hot. Saquon, playoff Lenny. Juju kind of had a good game last week, so that's good. I got Damian Pierce back in my flex. Ravens defense against the Browns. That's a conflict of interest. I don't love it. I think both the Browns and the Ravens kind of stink. But that doesn't matter. They're going to get it done. I mean, Elijah's squad, Herbert's probably a good matchup against Seattle. Decent defense. Montgomery, don't love him. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, completely touchdown dependent. The guy gets like four touches a game. Brandon Cook, CeeDee Lamb, eh. CeeDee Lamb might have a big game. Doesn't matter. I'm going to win. That one's easy. Moving on to the next matchup here, boys. We got Sean and the Autonomatux versus Mikey mixing these QBs. Callahan, Sean got 17 points on Thursday from the Cardinals defense, which is a huge boost. Mike's team is in kind of a tough spot. I mean, Dak back versus Detroit, I guess that helps, but who knows how he's going to look in his first game. I think Jacobs and Mixon are decent starts. Amari Cooper hopefully has a big day, but he's so boom or bust for my Browns. Don't want to talk about them other than that. That's all I want to say. Deontay Johnson, I don't know. I think Sean's got a big boost with Lamar against the Cleveland Browns defense, worst defense in the league. Ramondre Stevenson, now that he's getting full carries, is a true RB1. Chase been popping. I mean, Sean's got a good squad. Mark Andrews questionable. I think he's going to play again against the shitty Browns defense. Justin Tucker against the shitty Browns defense. So I would love to sleep on Sean this week, but it's just, I mean, I can't do it. So I'm going to go Sean to get to 5-2. Next matchup, we got my ball Zach Ertz versus Mr. Jeffers. Ryan's got Josh Allen on bye on his, so I'm assuming he's going to put Tua in versus Pittsburgh, which is still not a terrible start, I guess, but who knows how Tua is going to look and if he survives the game. Jamal Williams, Jonathan Taylor, Ryan's running backs. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's been maybe the biggest fantasy disappointment of the year. The Colts, I don't know what's going on with them, man. T. Higgins, I expect a big game against Atlanta. Jalen Waddle, questionable, but I'm assuming he's going to play Sunday night. That makes it tough if he doesn't play. Drake Lyon, I mean, I don't love either of these teams this week, to be honest, especially with Ryan's biggest weapon, Josh Allen, on bye. Josh Scott, Joe Burrow going. Melvin Gordon, hate. A.J. Dillon, eh. Those are two RB2, RB3s starting for him. Evans and Lockett, okay. This Giants tight end, D. Bellinger, I literally don't know who this is. This is going to be a stinky one. I think it's going to be tough for Ryan, especially only getting 5 points from Zach Ertz and no Josh Allen. I think this is going to be a low scoring affair, but ultimately, I think Ryan's going to squeak it out like 98 to 89. So I'm going to go with Ryan this week. And I've been picking against Ryan, and he's been continuously winning. So I want to note that I've been wrong. He did lose once, but 5-1, he's a powerhouse. Next matchup, Team Smoot versus Frankie Adams bomb. Frankie also 5-1. Him and Ryan right up there, 1-2 in the league. Smoot's formidable though, 4-2. He only got 17 points from Kyler on Thursday, but I feel like Kyler this year, especially on Call of Duty release day, that's about as good as you can expect, to be honest. And I would also want it known that my gambling pick of the week that I said was the Thursday night game and was New Orleans. Good thing I said that not on the podcast, so it doesn't count. So that's not my gambling pick of the week. Smoot's got Chubb and James Robinson. I mean, decent. Chase Claypool had a big game last week, but Kenny Pickett's back in. I think Kenny Pickett looks for George Pickens a little more, hopefully, because I'm starting him this week. This is going to be a good game. I think these are two powerhouse teams. Frank got Jimmy G against Kansas City. I don't really like that. Aaron Jones and Breece Hall, both pretty good. Devontae's and Debo, really good wide receivers, but I feel like they're maybe a little inconsistent this year. Regardless, this is going to be a close one. Oh, I do like Kenneth Walker for Smoot. That's a good stash this year, paying off now. I think even with Kyler only getting 17, I think Jimmy G might get 14. I think this is gonna be a real close matchup between two Titans. I'm gonna go with Smoot. Frankie drops 5-2, but he's still got a great team. We'll see how that goes. Also, I'm against all the commissioner's office people this week because none of them are on the podcast. Mikey's golfing, even though he previously committed to a Sunday sesh for the podcast, but what do I know? All I am is the commissioner. All I can do is just ramble incoherently to 11 other gentlemen on a podcast by myself. All right, next matchup. Alex, Daddy Long Legs. He's got 25 points on Thursday, 14 from Kamara, 9 from Taysom Hill. That's okay. Versus Drew, 09. This is maybe a toilet bowl, but Drew got a solid 14 from Olave on Thursday. I think, unfortunately for Alex, our Rashad Bateman, Aaron Rodgers trade has not worked out. Bateman's been hurt, and Rodgers has been not very good. It's Aaron Rodgers. He'll pick it up eventually, but I think Drew here with Patty Mahomes. I do think Zeke Elliott has a big week, even though I fucking hate Zeke. I think Pollard's better running back. Something makes me feel like Zeke's going to have a big game. Godwin and Mike Williams, I think those are both also kind of hit or miss, but I feel pretty good about Drew's team. And Njoku's been having a career year after getting a big contract, which everyone shat on. Why are you giving Njoku a big deal? He's not even good. That guy sucks. Well, guess what? He's the third tight end, I think, in fantasy this year. He's living up to the potential. And that was wrong. He's the seventh tight end in fantasy, but he's having a career year, living up to his potential. He's going to be a great player for them. Doesn't matter the team's poo-poo. But regardless, I'm going to go with 09 here. I did say I'm against the rest of the commissioner's office league, but I also got to win these fucking picks. So, Drew, you're the lucky one this week. Final matchup, we got Mitch's Bitches 4-2 versus Phil Rolling Socks 2-4. Just man, tough year for Cormac. You hate to see it. I mean, he's got Matt Ryan going as quarterback. Matt Ryan versus Geno Smith. Who would have thought this would have been a fantasy matchup in Week 7? Probably no one. Cormac has McCaffrey going to the 49ers, which, to be honest, I don't actually think McCaffrey going to the 49ers is good for his fantasy value. I think in Carolina, he's the guy, right? They're feeding him. He needs to be getting mad touches. In San Francisco, he's going to compete with Debo for carries and receptions. They got a lot of weapons over there. I think San Francisco is going to be a better team. I don't think this is better for McCaffrey's fantasy output. Also, it's his first game. He's also got Damian Harris, who Stevenson's kind of been lighting it up. I don't think Damian Harris does a ton of work. I'm going to go with Mitch's Bitches to get to 5-2. It's still fuck Mitch, always will be, but. Oh, wait a second. Mitch is starting Jeff Wilson too. This is both those running backs are going to take a downturn in fantasy. Regardless, 15 from D Hop back. That's huge. He's got Tyreek Hill. Freiermuth's a great tight end. I think Mitch's team just top to bottom is a little bit better. We'll see about McCaffrey. Maybe I'm fucking wrong, but I think his fantasy output is going to lower, even though he's now on a better team. Just way more targets to go around. So, all in all, going with Mitch's Bitches. So those are my picks for the week. I'm going to pull up my gambling pick of the week here. I made a few selections today, but we will see which one I feel most confident about. But I will tell you all three because I'm a man of honor. Just what I do. 3-2-2. Sorry, signing in. Fuck. Don't worry, I'll edit this out, everyone. This is going to be totally edited out. 3-2-2-5-3-2. All right, log in to a little FanDuel here. Let's see my bets. So I have the Browns plus 6.5 against the Ravens. Listen, I don't think either the Browns or the Ravens are good. I think this is gonna be a close game. The Browns will probably blow it and lose by 1 to 3 points, as they do most weeks. The Falcons plus 6.5 against the Bengals. Again, the whole AFC North, the Bengals are not right. The Falcons actually have a little bit of juice. I mean, they're not great, but I think 6.5 is a big spread, so I like both those spreads. And then I got Chiefs minus 1.5 versus the Niners. The Niners might be the second best team in the AFC, in the NFC. But they might be the seventh or eighth best team in the league. The Chiefs are top two, top three. 1.5 is a really small spread for that. I know it's in San Fran. Kansas City traveling to California, it doesn't matter. I mean, the Chiefs are just a much better team. Also, McCaffrey, how much are you going to be able to integrate him this week? I think that's a good bet. For my pick of the week, out of those three, I think I'm gonna go Atlanta Falcons plus 6.5. That's a big spread. I think the Bengals are good. They're getting their offense back a little bit, but something's just not right. Their O-line's bad. The Falcons can run the ball, which means I think that they're gonna be able to shorten the game. 6.5 is a big spread. Maybe buy that to 7 if you really want a little safety valve on that. But I'm gonna go Atlanta Falcons plus 6.5 versus the Bengals. So yeah, gents, I mean, I'm gonna flip it over now to the one-on-one chat with Joff. I'm a real journalist on this one, just a little 1v1 exclusive interview. I am accepting positions as, just a professional interviewer. I think it was really just riveting stuff with Joff. So enjoy that. I'm gonna kick it over. I'm gonna have Drew, Mike, and Frank submit their picks before kickoff of the 1 p.m. games into the text chat. If they don't, they're all disqualified from the picks. Oh, and I win. Even though Drew did submit his picks, I'm gonna have him copy and paste those in the team chat. Again, I don't make the rules. I do, but if they don't submit them, then I guess I win the yearly picks, and we'll start thinking about what the prize for me is for that. So, gentlemen, have a great day. Good luck. Sorry for the wonky podcast. Enjoy this 1v1 exclusive interview with GM slash owner Jesse Joffrey of Mr. Jeffers. Peace. Yo, dude. How's it going, bro?
Dude, it's going.
All right. So we got a special 1v1 interview. Jesse Joffrey out of the San Francisco airport.
Yep,
Is
you're
that where
right.
you are?
Nailed
What
it. Yep.
were you doing this weekend?
Well, my cousin's 30th birthday, so we surprised her in SF, and well, because that's where she lives. So we flew out, surprised her, and well, I haven't slept, so.
Love that. You having a cold one at the airport?
I've been trying, dude. I've been trying to fucking find a beverage here, and they're dry. They're
Damn,
dry.
that's
They
seems
even they had Topo Chico seltzers like
like.
at one of the grab and goes. I tried to grab and go, and they were like not letting me have it. They were like, "We don't serve alcohol before 6 a.m." And I was like,
That sounds like the
"That's
worst airport
bullshit."
ever.
Yeah, I was like,
Yeah.
"This is a scam." And they were like, "We can't give this to you." And I was like, "Can I just take it?" And they were like, "No, you can't just fucking take it." And I was like, "Well, that's a load of shit because you sell it to me, so I'll take it."
They fucked you, bro.
Yeah, they fucking it's
You'll be
bullshit.
able to, you'll be able to get a drink on the plane, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so. I fucking hope so. Because I'm trying to get this shit going.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, so what we'll do is we'll just do a quick little rapid fire with you from the airport. You're gonna put your picks in, and then I'll splice it in later with a supreme editing into the podcast. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, you can pull
Fuck
up the
yeah.
games on your phone.
Well, I'm gonna smoke Ryan. I just know that. I just it's
Okay.
due. Not that Ryan's a bad guy or anything, but it's due for me.
Okay.
I've been my ass waxed for the last fucking 3 weeks, so it's terrible.
Okay, so I'm putting you down as you're picking yourself in that one. All right, next one, me versus Elijah. You can go by heart, you can look at the matchups on your phone, whatever you want to do.
I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
Wow. Elijah. I'm gonna pick Brennan on this one.
All right, brother. All right,
I'm
let's.
just I'm just feel like Lenny. Lenny's been having some luck. Kelsey,
Yeah.
fucking damn, dude. Ravens defense. I don't know about that, but Barkley's been having a season too. And I'm picking you.
All right, we're rolling. I love it. All right, next one. Sean, Autonomous Tux versus Mike
Dude,
McPhee
Sean
TV.
smoked me so bad, dude, that I
Yeah.
picked Sean. I'm gonna be honest, Sean.
And
I'm not even looking at it.
Sean got 17 points on Thursday from his defense.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at that, so Sean.
All right, sounds good. Next one. You versus Ryan. You picked that one already. All right, next one. Team Smoot versus Frankie. Frankie's 5-1.
Dude,
Smoot's 4-2.
the new guy in the league. I'm picking Smoot, dude.
Smoot, all right. I love it from the heart. Smoot got 17 on Thursday from Kyler Murray, which is decent.
Smoot's
Next
a beauty,
matchup.
dude. He's taking Frankie, dude. And Frankie, fucking Frankie.
All right, next one. Daddy Longlegs Alex versus 09 Drew. Alex got 25 points on Thursday from Kamara and Taysom Hill. Not bad. Drew got 14 from Olave.
I'm taking Andrew today.
Ooh, all right. I like it.
I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Dude, yeah, feel the vibes.
I'm sending some good vibes towards Alex. I think he's due for it.
He might go 6-0 today. Just drunk from the heart.
Drunk from the heart. I'm playing Alex.
Next matchup, Mitch's Bitches versus Phil Rollin Sox.
For the Mills. For the Mills. We're going Mitch.
Yeah. Always on the side of Mills. Love it. Mitch got 15 from DeAndre Hopkins on Thursday, so not
Mills. Mitch, Mitch had me feeling some way about wiping roll the other day, so I'm picking Mitch.
I love it. And yeah, Cormac's team stinks. So wow, that's six, brother. You got any other thoughts for the league while you're in the airport here?
No, dude. I just fucking love you all. I'm happy to be a part of this. So.
Love it. Hey, I hope you find some booze and have a safe flight, brother.
Thanks, bro. I fucking miss you all.
Miss you too, dude. Thanks for hopping on. Peace. Later.